Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
According to the book of Acts, that is the Acts of the Apostles, we find the story of the formation and early days of the church following Christ's resurrection. As the church grew, the social mission of the church was in need of workers. In fact, we learn in chapter 6 of the book that the widows were being overlooked in the distribution of food. And so the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn the responsibility over to them, and we'll give our attention to prayer and ministry of the Word." And so the first deacons, beginning with St. Stephen, were selected. From biblical times, the deacons have been ordained to serve and help the priest in his ministry. The moment has arrived. The priest, fully vested, physically and emotionally ready to engage, fight, and celebrate the divine liturgy, stands at the door of the vestry, ready to enter the sanctuary proper. The deacons and acolytes form a procession at the door, pointing to the celebrant of the liturgy. It is for the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist that the priest has been ordained, and it is for this particular liturgy he has prepared himself this day. The hymn of vesting is now sung. Chorhurt chorhin an has anskispa. Mystery, deep, unknowable, without beginning, that has decked your supernal realm as a chamber unto the light unapproachable, and has adorned with splendid glory the ranks of the fiery spirits. God is herein referred to as mystery. God is deep and beyond our scrutiny. God is timeless. And the reference to light alludes to purity and essence. The priest enters the church in procession. He stands before the altar area, and immediately the deacon approaches him with a basin of water to wash his hands. This cleansing is symbolic for what has happened in the vestry. He has washed off the remnants and trappings of the world and now focuses on the celebration. He recites the psalm, "I will wash my hands in innocence and will go around your altar, O Lord." Now the priest, facing the altar, bids intercession by the Holy Mother of God, the Asvadzazin, and all the saints. He continues to confess his human frailties by opening up before God, the Holy Asvadzazin, the saints, and here, Turning to the members of the congregation, he confesses before the people, fathers, mothers, brothers, and sisters, asking that everyone collectively ask of God forgiveness for him. A member of the congregation, often it will be a clergyman or deacon, responds on behalf of the collective. He promises to pray for the priest. He asks that God the Almighty have mercy upon the clergyman in this life and in the life to come. Note here, the priest's strength comes from God and from the people. He turns to people, to humans, and asks their intercession before God. The priest stands here as servant, humbly exposed before the congregation. The spokesperson for the congregation then requests of the clergy, "Remember me before the immortal Lamb of God," to which the priest responds, "You shall be remembered before the immortal Son of God." The priest makes mental note of everyone who asks for this blessing. During the course of the Divine Liturgy, in the company of angels and saints, various prayers are offered. The priest has a responsibility to pray for all those who requested their remembrance. Psalm 100, "Make a joyful sound to the Lord," is recited as one more reminder of the festive nature of this sacrament. With that, the priest and the deacons ascend to the Bema to continue the celebration at the altar. The curtain is closed to prepare the gifts, and the hymn of the day is sung. The mystery is being celebrated. Tomorrow we continue on this Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Vazgen and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.